Today we're going to be discussing a very practical issue, and that is really the question of the Torah. V'chisomru manocha b'shan ha'shvius. You might ask, what are we supposed to eat? We didn't plant, we didn't work the fields. And the Torah gives us an answer. This is the end of Parshas Bahar. There's going to be a special bracha in the produce. And therefore, what grows in the sixth year will grow, will be able to provide, not only for the sixth year, but also for the seventh year, and also for the eighth year. So the Torah has the solution for the food crisis during Shemitah, and that is a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it will provide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for us. The fields will be blessed, that they will provide such bounty that we will be able to survive on that which was grown during the sixth year. But, unfortunately, we are not yet zochet to the Geula Shlema, and therefore, we are, right now, Shemitah is only Dirabanan, and therefore, unfortunately, the bracha of the Torah is not able to be fulfilled in its fullest sense. If we were zochet to the gulos, then we would know the answer to the question of what we're going to eat. The Torah tells us. But since we are not holding by geula right now, and we don't have the bracha of Yitzivisi Esperchasi, Shemitah is only Dirabana nowadays, according to most Rishonim. So therefore, we have to find other ways to provide for those who live in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year. So what we're going to go through today is we're going to go through 7 or 8 different products that you will find in the supermarkets, in the makolets. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the reasons to choose one over the other. But what's most important is that we need to know what's the halacha regarding each of these things. When we buy something, is it kadosh b'kedusha shvius? Does it need to be treated with kedusha? Or is it not considered kadosh? Does it not have kedusha shvius? So let's begin one by one, and we'll see that some of the shitas and some of the advantages and disadvantages of some of these options. So the first option, and this is probably the best option, because it's the Torah's option, and that is that we should buy shishas. Shishas means any produce that grew before the Shemitah year. Now, we've already spoken about this. What does that mean, it grew before the Shemitah year? If we're talking about fruits, so it means that it blossomed before the Shemitah year. If we're talking about vegetables, so even if it grew before the Shemitah year, if it was picked during the Shemitah year, then it's kadosh b'kedusha shvius. So when we talk about shishas regarding vegetables, we mean vegetables that not only grew during the sixth year, but were also picked during the sixth year. So this is option number one, and if you go to the makolet now, you'll see many vegetables that are listed as, you know, carrots of shishas, cucumbers of shishas. That means that they grew, and they also were picked during the sixth year, and this is shishas. It is not kadosh b'kedusha shvius. We don't have to treat it with kedusha, and this is probably the best solution that we have for eating produce during the Shemitah year. The problem with it is, as we mentioned, we are not zoche yet to the bracha of Yitzivisias b'chasi, and therefore the shishas will not provide for the entire Shemitah year. Very soon, there will be no vegetables left in the markets that are from the sixth year, that were picked during the sixth year. And as we said, fruits are not really an issue yet, because fruits are only going to have kedusha shvius if they had chanata during shvius. So it's only fruits that are going to start blossoming now. They're not going to blossom now. They're going to blossom later in the year. They're going to blossom tu bishvat time. So those will then be shvius, and that was going to take us into the eighth year. So right now we're primarily dealing with vegetables. So vegetables, right now, there are some vegetables that are going to last for a while, like potatoes can last for a long time. So we'll have potatoes of shishas for a long time. But in general, we're going to start soon to hit vegetables that were not picked in the sixth year. In fact, we're going to soon, in a month or two, we're going to start to hit the Isser of Svichin, and that's going to refer to vegetables that grew in the seventh year. And therefore, even though Minat Torah, they might have Kedusha, and we can eat them, but there's going to be a Dirabanan of the Gezer of Svichin, so we're not even going to be able to eat those at all. So we're going to have to... Shishas is not going to provide for us vegetables. And as we'll see, we're not even going to be able to eat the vegetables, at least. Not fruits, but vegetables that grew during the Shemitah year. Okay, so that's option number one. Shishas. Fruits and vegetables that do not have Kedusha because they are connected to the sixth year, either because they're fruits and they blossomed in the sixth year, or vegetables because they were picked during the sixth year. So what's option number two? So another option of something that does not have Kedusha is going to be what's referred to as matzah minutak. Now, matzah minutak means that it grew in a chamama, it grew in a greenhouse, and it grew in what in halacha we refer to as an otzitz she'eno nakuv. Right, the Gemara speaks about, regarding Chumos and Maestros, produce that grows in a pot with a hole in the bottom, a flower pot, or some type of vessel with a hole in the bottom, that's considered connected to the ground, and there are regular dine Chumos and Maestros with that. But an otzitz she'eno nakuv, an otzitz, a flower pot, that's the modern, otzitz is a flower pot in Hebrew, but an otzitz, even if it's a larger, a bathtub, that's sitting on the ground, but it does not have a hole in the bottom, and it's not made out of a porous material, so that it's considered not connected to the ground, and at least in regards to Trumos and Maestros, so it's not Chayiv Medioraisa and Trumos and Maestros. Medirabon, yes, but not Medioraisa. Now the Gemara doesn't speak about Dine Shmita. What about something that grows in an otzitz she'eno nakuv, a non-holed, non-porous vessel? So what is that regarding Shmita? How do we treat that in terms of Shmita? So the Achronim write that the same halacha by Shmita, that by Shmita, if something is in an otzitz she'eno nakuv, so therefore it is not midyoraisa chayv in Shmita. And this is what gets off the ground the industry of trying to grow fruits and vegetables in a kli that is not connected to the ground, it does not have a hole in the bottom, and this would then mean that the things that grow inside this, what's called a matzah minutak, it's a vessel for growing things, that's minutak, it's not connected to the ground, so it would not have kedusha shvius. Now this is a complicated sugya, the sugya of otzitz nakuv and otzitz she'eno nakuv, and what exactly passes as an otzitz she'eno nakuv. Like there's a big discussion in Rishonim about growing things on your roof. If you have a building and you fill up the whole roof with dirt and you grow there, does that consider connected to the ground? What about when we're dealing with very, very large vessels that cannot be moved? Is that also not considered connected to the ground? What if there are tiny little holes in the bottom in order to let excess water drain? So is that now considered? How big does that hole have to be in order to be considered an otzitz nakuv? So it has to be set up properly. And here in Eretz Yisrael now, some Mahajan Hechsherim do permit produce that was grown matzah minutak, as long as many conditions were fulfilled properly. And many rely on this, l'halacha. And there are Mahajan Hashkachas here in Eretz Yisrael that rely on that, that matzah minutak does not have Kedusha Shvius. So, just like Shishas was an option that does not have Kedusha, so too, growing things in a matzah minutak also does not have Kedusha. Now, what are the drawbacks with using this approach? So first of all, there are discussions in halacha about if this works, and if it does work, what in what conditions? That's number one. So it has to be set up properly. And number two, there are many types of vegetables that do not grow well. At least they haven't been able to yet industrialize, figure out a way to grow large amounts in matzah minutak. So like, for instance, potatoes and carrots and onions, these things, at least currently, are not grown matzah minutak. So therefore, this is a good option, but it's not a good option in terms of being able to provide for the entire nation everything that we need. Okay, another option is what's referred to, and you'll see this in the stores, as Arava Dromit. I think we spoke about this in our introduction shiur, and these are going to be areas that were not part of Eretz Yisrael, biblical borders of Eretz Yisrael. Remember, whenever we speak about Eretz Yisrael's borders, we speak about Ole Mitzrayim. That's the much larger area of halachic Eretz Yisrael, based on when Yeshua came and conquered the land. And then we have Ole Bavel, which is when Ezra came back to rebuild the second base with the rebuilt second base of Mikdash, and Ezra comes back, and they are resettling the land. So the area that's resettled is much smaller. And the Rambam paskens that Kedusha Sa'aretz, at least for Mitzvah Satluyos Baretz, is based on Olei Bavel. So we're talking now the Arava Jomid, the southern area of the Negev, is, according to most, not even part of Eretz Yisrael's larger borders of Olei Mitzrayim. So there are Mahadran Hashkachas, such as Rav Afrati and the Hashkach of Sheiris, which is based on a Pesach of Rav Yoshev, that the southern border of Olei Mitzrayim is the 30-degree latitude line. It's probably around 25 miles north of Eilat. So we're not talking about a very large area, meaning up until there is still at least, we have to be choshesh, that that's still part of the original borders. So to be sure and clear of what's considered Eretz Yisrael, so the line would be just around 25 miles north of Eilat and down. The Yad HaRedes is much more lenient, and they consider the southern border to be, I don't know, 75 miles or so from Eilat. So that certainly gives a lot more room in terms of areas in order to grow. Now, that area of Arava Dromit, so the truth is this area is really up for debate because, first of all, it's not clear. It doesn't seem to be part of the borders of Olei Mitzrayim, at least when they are spelled out. But, on the other hand, we know it's mashma in the Navi, in Melachim Aleph, and in Divrei Yomim, it's mashma that Shlomo HaMelech made it all the way to Eilat and established there some type of community. So there's a little bit of a debate of, was this included in the Olei Mitzrayim borders? Was it not? Now, the Olei Mitzrayim borders lost their Kedusha with the destruction of the first base of Midrash, because we paskin, as we alluded to before, like the Rambam, that Kedusha Shnia, the Kedusha that was brought with the Olei Bavel, is what really gives the land its Kedusha from its Atluyos Baretz. But that's on a D'oraisa level. But what about on a D'rabbanan level? So there's a lot of debate. We also, do we really know exactly where the borders are? So there's a lot of debate about this. But many of the Mahadran Hashkachas are willing to look at this area as more Mekel than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you will have Hashkachas that will rely on things that grow in the Arava. I guess we can mention at this time that you'll also have things that are listed as Olei Mitzrayim. And Olei Mitzrayim are going to be areas that we know for sure within the borders of Olei Mitzrayim. So this is not going to be as good as the Arava, because the Arava might be out completely. But the Olei Mitzrayim areas, also still there, we would say that maybe Midyaraisa, it wouldn't have Shemitah, it wouldn't have Kedusha Shemitah, that you wouldn't be allowed to, a discussion, can you even plant there, and what's the status of the fruit? So again, we're not getting into all these sugyas, they're big discussions, but many of the Mahadran Hashem are willing to be Mekel on the Arava, Dromit, on the southern Negev, but are less excited, and not really the Chazon Ish, felt that it's hard to start figuring out where exactly borders are, even though we said some of the kashrus organizations, they have drawn lines. So Olei Mitzrayim, some are less excited about, and that's why you will find that sometimes a product will say Olei Mitzrayim plus Heter Mechira L'chumra. What does that mean? It means that they don't want to rely solely on the fact that it's Olei Mitzrayim, and it's not really Midyoraisa Kadosh B'Kedusha Sa'aretz for Trumas V'Maisros and for Shemitah, and therefore, theoretically, it might be okay, but there are shitas that not, and therefore they want to add the issue of Heter Mechira just to be Machmir. So that's some of the debate regarding Arava Dromit and Olei Mitzrayim, and you'll see this written on products. And again, there certainly for Arava Dromit, there will be Mahadran Hashem that will accept that. And when we say accept it, what we mean is that it is not Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius, because we're assuming that it's out. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Other fruits and vegetables that will not have Kedusha will be Yivul Chutz Laretz. That's going to be things that are brought in from Chutz Laretz We mentioned last time there's certain products in Eretz Yisrael that are always brought from Chutz La'aretz, like rice. I believe dry garlic is always brought in from Chutz La'aretz. So those things do not have Kedusha Shemitah, and you'll see things that say Yivul Chul, Chul. And if it's from Chutz La'aretz, that doesn't mean the questionable borders of Eretz Yisrael. That means that they're coming from Europe, they're coming from Asia, and those things certainly do not have Kedusha. We will also find things that are listed as Yud Nun. Yud Dot Nun Dot, which is Yivul Nachri. We spoke about this also last time. This is produce that is grown in Eretz Yisrael, within the halachic borders of Eretz Yisrael, and during the Shemitah year, it should have Kedusha, but it's land that is owned by Arabs, by non-Jews. And they are producing the produce and then selling it to the Jewish market. So that is subject to the debate that we mentioned last time of the Beis Yosef, who is Mekel and says that it does not have Kedushas Aretz, and the Mabit, who is Machmir, that it does have Kedushas Aretz. We mentioned that in Yerushalayim, generally, the general practice is to be Mekel. In Bnei Brak, the Psak of the Chazon Ish was to be Machmir. Here in the Yeshiva in Shalavim, so we, since really the inception of the Yeshiva, we have always held like the Yeshita of the Chazon Ish, that we do treat it with Kedusha. So Yivul Nachri, based on what you paskin, so is going to be a debate if it is kadosh or not. So here we begin to move into fruits that are kadosh, right? Until now we've spoken about shishas. We've spoken about matzah menutak. We've spoken about arava dromit. We've spoken about ole mitzrayim. And we've mentioned how shishas everyone's okay with. Matzah menutak is a debate, but many mahadran hashkachas are okay with it. Arava dromit is a debate, but many mahadran hashkachas are okay with it. Ole mitzrayim, many of the mahadran hashkachas are not okay with it. But regarding all of these options we've discussed until now, if you accept it, that's it. It's not kadosh b'kedusha shvias. Now, when we're and certainly also with yivul chutz la'aretz. Now we're speaking about yivul nachri, and yivul nachri is going to be a debate about do you have to treat it with kedusha or not. So here in Shalavim, as I mentioned, we do treat it with Kedusha. In many places, they do not treat it with Kedusha. Okay. Now, the negative with using Yivul Nachri, and this is a very sensitive topic here in Eretz Yisrael, is that we are supporting the Arab agricultural industry. And some feel that this is not an appropriate thing to do, that we're supporting our enemies' industries. And this is a big debate. It rages about other areas where we do use the Arab economy, and why should this be different? And also there's questions, security questions, of is it better to not support what's going to lead to less terrorism when they have Parnassa, when they don't have Parnassa? So we're not getting into all of these political debates, but this is part of what revolves around the use of Yivul Nachri, that some feel that it's a really great option. And for many, right after Shishas, this is the top option, right after Shishas. Obviously, Yivul Chutz La'aretz and Yivul Nachri. Those are the three best. Shishas, Yivul Chutz La'aretz, and Yivul Nachri. And some will say that's the best. And also, when it doesn't have, if especially if they treat it without Kedusha, they'll say, listen, we want things that don't have Kedusha. People make mistakes with Kedusha. They don't know how to treat the fruits properly. It's better to avoid it. Of course, on the other hand, we mentioned the Shita of the Ramban, at least the way that the Megillas Esther understands the Ramban. There might be a mitzvah to eat Peiros with Kedushas Aretz. So that's the story with Yivul Nachri. Okay, we have two things left. One is what's referred to as Otzer Beistin. What is Otzer Beistin? So Otzer Beistin is actually a takana of Chazal. It's a Tosefta in Shvias that Beistin will take over the dealing with all of the Hefker fruit and vegetables, all the Hefker produce of the Shemitah year. As we know, Shemitah, things that have Kedusha Shemitah, are Hefker, that anyone can take them. But apparently Chazal felt that it was necessary that the Beis Din, the local Beis Din, should oversee the distribution of the Hefker products. Why? It could be because there were people who were taking too many. You're only allowed to take from Hefker a certain amount, 3 sudos. People might have been coming with, you know, shopping bags and filling up. Maybe people were doing Schora, which you're not allowed to do. Maybe there was a concern that people would be over on the Zman HaBiur if they take too much. For whatever reason it is that were presented, the Tosefta records, a Takana of Chazal, that Beis Din will take over the distribution of the produce of the Shemitah year. Now the Rambam does not quote this Tosefta, and the Radvaz even suggests that he doesn't hold of it, Lahalacha, you can't have the Beis Din do this, or that we shouldn't have the Beis Din do this, but most Rishonim do quote it, and most Ashkenazi communities, at least, do accept this lahalacha to have Otzer Beis Din. Now, what does that mean? So first of all, we should point out that in general, except for the very beginning of the year, Otzer Beis Din is mostly dealing with fruits. Why do I say that? Because when it comes to vegetables, vegetables during much of the Shemitah year are prohibited to eat because of the Isser of Svichin. And therefore, even if they are Hefker and anyone can take them, but there's an Isser, they're Rabbanan of Svichin. In the beginning of the year, though, there are many vegetables that are Otzer Beis Din because these are vegetables that grew in the sixth year. They were harvested, they were cut in the sixth year, and therefore they do not have Kedusha Shvius, and there's no Isser Svichin on that based on how we paskin regarding the Isser of Svichin. And therefore, that produce has Kedusha. Sorry, we're talking about things, let me correct that, that grew in the sixth year and they were cut in the seventh year. If they're cut in the sixth year, then they don't have Kedusha. But if they were cut in the seventh year, they still are not considered Svichin. Right? We mentioned last year that the Machlokas Rishonim, but we're Mekel. We hold that until the fruits fully grow and that they are, you know, later in the year, does the Isser Svichin kick in. But vegetables, not fruits, vegetables that grew in the sixth year and were cut in the beginning of the seventh year have Kedusha, because they were cut in the seventh year, but there's no Isser Svichin. So those vegetables are all Hefker, and the Otzer Beis Din will be able to step in and to distribute those. And that's why now we have in the supermarkets many vegetables that are Otzer Beis Din. That will not be true in a couple of months. Now, that's in terms of what the Otzer Beis Din is involving itself with. Vegetables in the beginning of the year and fruits for the rest of the year. Now, we mentioned that we're dealing with fruits and vegetables that are kadosh b'ketusha shvius. So first of all, whenever you buy Otzer Beis Din, you have to realize this stuff is kadosh. This is not like shishis or yavul chutz laretz or matzah menutak. This is shvius. This is kedusha shvius. Now, how then are we buying it in the store? Isn't there an Isser Schora? So the Beis Din does not assume ownership of the peros. They are all hefker. Beis Din is merely accepting upon themselves the job of dealing with the fields, doing whatever watering is necessary to keep them alive, to hire workers to cut them off the trees in a way that's mutter, and then to pay for the shipping and getting it into the stores. But you, Beis Din, does not own it, and they are not charging. The price you pay, you are not paying for the fruit itself. You are paying for all the side work that goes in order to get the fruit, right? I live in a city. There's no fields outside my house. There are fields, you know, outside the city. So how's it getting from the field to my house? It's hefker, but I'm not driving around in those fields picking apples. So someone has to get it to my house. So that's what I'm paying for. Now, that's officially all the Beis Din or the through the store, that's all they're really charging for, is for the tircha of getting it to us. Now, there are those who oppose the Otzer Beis Din because they said that when Chazal had this, they never envisioned that it would turn into a, you know, allowing the systems to run like they regularly run. What do I mean by that? Who is the one in the field that's going to water it and harvest it and package it and get it to the stores? It's going to be the owners of the property. What they normally do in a regular year, and there they're doing all of that in order to sell the fruits for profit. Now, Beis Din is paying them, hiring them. They're the owners, they know the field the best, hiring them to do all the work in order to get the fruits and vegetables to the store, but no one's getting money for the actual fruits or vegetables. So, there are those who are opposed to it, but many accept it, and in all the big cities you'll have Otzer Beis Din. One of the Otzer Beis Dins that you'll see here in the yeshiva is called Otzer Haaretz. They also sell other stuff besides Otzer Beis Din, but that's one of the ones that are here in the yeshiva. And obviously, as we see, you have to have the Beis Din that's run well and that there's no like shtick being pulled here, and that really the money is going just for the expenses that are needed in order to get the fruits and vegetables to the consumers, to the people that are getting it from Hefker. Now, realize there is an advantage to this because it does help the Jewish farmers make some money during the Shemitah year because they will be paid by the Beis Din for their work of maintaining the fruits and packaging the fruits and everything that goes in order to get this Hefker produce to me and you in the stores. So this is another option. It's called Otzer Beis Din, and the Otzer Beis Din fruits have Kedusha Shvius. Right, the last option, and something that we've discussed in the introduction here, is Heter Mechira. So what is Heter Mechira? So we spoke about it already last time, that it is produce that is growing or will be grown on a Jewish-owned land, but it will be sold to a Gentile for the Shemitah year, and in order to turn it into Nachri, which will then open the question of the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, about how we treat it. In general, people who are relying on the Heter Mechira, and it is a Heter, and there's a big debate about whether it should be accepted nowadays, because the conditions now are very different than the original conditions. And throughout the years, every time a Shemitah year came up, it became a debate. So there are those who are very supportive of it because it helps Jewish farmers continue to make money. There are those who are against it. They think that there are problems with it, al pi halacha. They question whether it's done properly, meaning even if it works al pi halacha, is it being done in a correct and proper way? So this is a big debate about whether to use Heter Mechira. Here in the yeshiva, we do not use Heter Mechira. We do not, at least l'charchila, we do not use Heter Mechira. And just to talk out the sides, if you accept the Heter and that the Mechira works, so then anything that's listed as Heter Mechira is not Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius. If you do not accept the Heter and you accept and you feel that it doesn't work at all, so then anything that you get that's Heter Mechira is going to be Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius. If it's fruits, so you might be able to eat it. This is going to be a debate if things that were Shamar V'Nevod, things that were worked, fields that were worked, does that aser the fruits that grow there, if the field was not properly, if the laws of Shemitah were not properly kept in the field, and if you hold that Heter Mechira doesn't work, then you feel that these fruits and vegetables are that's the category that they're in. So many will argue that even if they don't accept the Heter Mechira, you could still eat the fruits, you just have to treat them as Kedusha. Now, that would be true for fruits. For vegetables, in the middle of the year, once the Isser Svichin kicks in, so if you hold that the Heter Mechira didn't work, so then there's an Isser Svichin, you can't even eat them. The fruits you can eat as Kedusha Shvius, but the vegetables would have a problem to be eaten because of the Isser Svichin. And then there are going to be people in the middle. Right when I say the middle, there are those who accept the Heter completely. There are those who say the Heter doesn't work at all. And then there are those who say, listen, I'm not going to do the Heter L'chadchila, but b'di'evet, I'm not going to say that it doesn't work at all and that the vegetables are all usher because of Isser Svichin. The psak of Rav Gidon here in the yeshiva is that although we l'chadchila don't buy Heter Mechira, if you're at someone's house who does, so then you are able to rely on it and assume it to be, that, you know, you can eat it and you can assume it to not be kadosh, which would mean that there's no Isser Svichin for the vegetables. So that is the option of Heter Mechira. So we saw lots of different options. Shishis, Matzah Menutak, Arava Dromit, Ole Mitzrayim, Yivul Chutzlaretz, Yivul Nachri, Otzer Beis Din, Heter Mechira, and we saw for each one. Some of them are Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius, like Otzer Beis Din. Some are not, like Yivul Chutzlaretz. Some of them are based on a Machlokas, like Yivul Nachri. Some are going to be based on a Machlokas, like the Heter Mechira Machlokas. Sometimes you'll find things combined, like we said, Ole Mitzrayim, but also Heter Mechira. Sometimes you'll find Arava Jomit and also Matzah Menutak. So these are attempts to cover more ways to know that the produce is not Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius in those cases. So what's the last two things I would point out is that partially depending on what community you're from, because I didn't really spell out for you which are best and which are worst, right? In many communities, I think in all communities, Shishis is the best. Then again, if you really want to eat Kedusha Shvius for the Ramban, so then maybe Otzer Beis Din is the best. If you don't want to support the Arabs at all, and you feel that that's a real moral issue for you, so then Yevul Nachri might all of a sudden now be towards the bottom. Others will argue that we don't look at it that way, and there are many things that we buy from the Gentiles, and maybe it's even good for them to have parnasa, and therefore in many communities, Yuvul Nachri will be up at the top as one of the best options. I can tell you that in Ramat Beit Shemesh, where I live, most stores will only have Yuvul Nachri. Some Yuvul Chutz Laretz, at this time of the year, some Shishas, but once we get later into the year, it will be all Yuvul Nachri. So, depending where you live, those are there'll be different orders of what is best and what is worst. The last thing I would point out is what's most important to take out of this year is to just know what's the status of what it is, of what you're purchasing. Shishas is not kadosh. Otzer Beis Din is kadosh. Heter Mechira, if you accept the heter, it's not kadosh. If you don't accept the heter, then it is kadosh. Chutz Laretz, not kadosh. Arava Jomit, if you accept it. Olei Mitzrayim, if you accept it. Not kadosh. So it's important that we're familiar with what these terms are and what the halachic status of the produce is, in order so that we can treat those things that are kadosh, but to shvius, properly.